debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Howard, Bubba.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the whole controversy thing here. I tuned in yesterday. I was telling everyone, and I was thinking maybe the getting punched in the face is part of a wrestling storyline.
I wish it was, but it's not. I mean, which is evident by there's no video of it. You know, in wrestling, when there's video of it, then usually it might have been, you know, kind of thought of before. But there's no video of this. It's just a lot of embarrassment.
Hey, are we on your show now?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, okay, good, because I would have used foul language.
We don't know when we're on the air.
Yeah, I would have used foul language.
Yeah, I would, too. I'd love to. I wish I could use foul language right now.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. When I was listening to you, I was trying to figure out this whole, what's her name, Amazon Kong?
Yeah, Amazon. Yeah, Amazon Kong.
Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
No,
Kong.
I'm sorry. Awesome.
Awesome Kong.
Yeah.
Which, and by the way, she looked like a man.
And the first hit that she hit me, I mean, it was everything for me not to be on the ground.
There's a couple of things Bubba's been into lately that I think are hysterical.
Yeah.
Number one, Bubba went down to this wrestling event. Which, by the way, you getting fired from the wrestling event, that's part of the script, though, right?
No, not really. They're not really. No, it's not. I mean, because it's not been on TV. So them becoming disenfranchised with me is not part of the script.
How did you get the wrestling job? Through Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
disenfranchised. He means disenchanted.
That, whatever.
You don't Bubba's a master communicator.
Listen, I rely on smart people to reel me in sometimes. I'm not smart, man. I do this with smoke and mirrors at its finest.
I like when Bubba says, "What have not?" That's the other one I like.
I like fiscal. He always uses fiscal.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bubba, one of the funniest things that happened, Bubba took this wrestling job.
Right.
Okay, that I understood. And I, in a way, like Bubba fit in right. He knows the jargon.
But why did he take it? Did he take it?
Well, why did you take it, Bubba?
Well, I mean, you know, I took it just to...
You don't need that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of fun for me, and it's.
They paid you?
Oh yeah, I'm getting paid. Yeah, I'm getting paid, and Hogan asked me to come help. The place is in shambles. I mean, it's got a lot of fixing up and to do, and I know a little bit about the business through Hogan, so I'm there kind of help out, and they're trying to worm me in. Some there's a lot of resentment. The boys don't like me at all.
Was it really true though? And now I really want the real truth. Was it true that you gave away hundreds of tickets to this event? And that they were fake tickets?
No. Well, no.
I fell for that.
No,
right.
Hold on. No, hold on, Howard.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing because this company is so screwed up that they come to me because their venue fits 1,200 people, okay?
Right.
So they come to me one month out to January 4th and like, hey, listen, we have these same 40 or 50 people that show up and they catcall because it's you can get in. If you go to Universal Studios for the day, they let you in. That's where they do the tapings.
Right.
And they go, but we have these same 30 or 40 smart-ass people that show up and all they do is just, you know, they counter-program and they hate everything and they're disruptive and we don't want those particular people in there on Hogan's debut.
Right.
We would like to, and I'm like, well, you know, I got a stranglehold on Florida, and so I'm heard like in five cities here, and Orlando being, you know, one of our good markets, I can get a hold of, you know, through some street teams and things like that. If you guys print me up tickets or some passes, I can pack the place with, you know, 12, 15, 1800 people of Bubba Army that will be pro us because they listen to the show.
So you gave away seats.
So they come to me. Now, TNA comes to me and asks me this favor. It's not something, one of my harebrained ideas. It's
right.
They came to me and said, can you help us? I'm like, absolutely. So they give me these tickets. They print them up. They printed them. They had Hulk Hogan on the front and all the TNA logos and what have not. You like that? There you go. And so anyway, I send 25 cent and a couple street teams out. And during the morning show, we're like, you know, come to this particular intersection. We'll give you these tickets. And you know, we didn't even send them out mail. We made people actually come get them.
Right.
And so we gave out about 2,200 of them, knowing that, you know, 1,800 people would show up.
2,200 seats.
2,200 okay. seats.
All right.
And so, you know, this guy named Mike Weber, he was the liaison. He's the guy who works for TNA. He's
the liaison.
The liaison. Because he's lazy.
Yeah. So and so, yeah, I got, you know, my vernacular is second to none, is it not? You know,
go ahead.
You people in Manhattan don't get it sometimes, but anyway,
we don't get a lot.
So hey, did you get my present to you yet?
No,
you're supposed to have it. Brittany's supposed to have it today, isn't he?
What's the
yes,
present?
He is.
I sent you, I got with Beth, and I made something original for your birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah, so you should have it. It should be. We sent it to Laura Lackner, I think. So anyway,
my birthday passed already, though.
I know, but it's not just something you can buy, Howard. Come
all
on now. I mean,
all right, go ahead. But thank you. It wasn't necessary. But this is the part that I thought.
All right.
Was funny.
So now here's the deal.
You gave away tickets.
And so all my fans, because it's, you know, they all get there about noon. Now it's one of the coldest days we've had in a long time. It's like 23, 24 degrees, and that's like, you know, -80 for you guys in Manhattan down here
right.
in Florida. So you got kids, you got dads that have gotten these tickets for their kids and for Christmas and all. And I got about literally 1,700 to 1,800 people that are standing outside the doors, some since noon. Doors open at 5:30. And the Universal people tell my people, well, you know what? These are fake passes. These are not authorized passes. And so I go, and so I'm starting to get some heads up from the people that are in line that are saying, hey, they're screwing with us, and they're not going to let us in. So I get a hold of Mike Weber in the building in front of Eric Bischoff and say, hey, listen, here's what's happening. They're not honoring the passes that you gave me, and we're going to have a problem here, because at the end of the day, you're going to have 1,800 of my listeners that, you know, it's going to be a double whammy for me, because, one, they're not getting in, and, two, they're going to hate me. They're going to be going from liking me to wanting to kill me.
Imagine this. So here's the part I thought was fun. Okay. Bubba gives away the tickets. The people he gave the tickets to can't get into the event. They don't get these special tickets. So Bubba goes out in the parking lot to calm them down,
uh-huh.
and they start spitting on
him. Yeah, well, no, it gets worse than that.
That was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
So Mike Weber has his harebrained idea. Well, we can't get him in the building. Now, meanwhile, they were promised on the ticket, it says VIP party, you get to do a meet and greet with some of the wrestlers before. You know, not only do they don't even get into the building, they don't even get to sit in the very top row. So they then go to the Hard Rock, which is, you know, real close to where we're doing this thing, and they rent out the theater, and they said, well, we're not going to let you guys go inside and watch the event live like you've been promised, along with the VIP party, but we'll let you watch it on TV here in this Hard Rock Theater.
What a disaster.
So they send wrestlers over there throughout the night to try to calm these people down, and the wrestlers, meanwhile, are not saying, hey, listen, man, everything's going to be okay. You know, they say, here's what they're saying, and I got tape of it. Hey, man, the reason why you didn't get in is because Bubba promised you guys something they couldn't deliver.
Wow.
So,
well, it's good
you're good friends.
But that's good that you're ending the association with them. And so, but wait a second. What did you say about Haiti that got this Amazon Kong to punch you in the head?
Awesome Kong, please.
Yeah. Awesome Kong.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I go over to the Hard Rock at 11 o'clock that night. I go to, and the fans are booing me. They're throwing stuff at me. So I try to, you know, I go down to the side, and I'm there to talk to.
I would love to see tape of that.
And this kid comes up and says, will you sign this for me? So I sign it, and he tears it up in front of me. It was a little
pitch. Wow.
Spits on it, and puts it right on my face.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm, like, and I'm listening to Bubba's show, and Ned goes, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
I would love to see you.
Ned, say hi to Howard.
What's up, Howard?
Hey, how you doing, Ned?
Fantastic.
So anyway, Awesome Kong, which I didn't know that she was, you know, real pro Haiti kind of deal, which is cool. And so I get on the air, and I get on my Twitter, and I say F Haiti, and then I get into this big dissertation, this big long.
Now, why'd you say F Haiti?
Well, you know, I'm Haiti. I'm quite frankly, I'm Haitied out, to be honest with you.
Right, you hate
yeah,
Haiti.
How long did it
no,
take?
No, hold on.
Haitied out.
6 hours.
Now hold on.
The earthquake.
I mean, the first earthquake shouldn't have Haitied you out. You should have been Haitied out the second earthquake.
Well, I'm not Haitied out per se. Like, I'm sorry for the loss of humanity. I don't want anybody to die. But I mean, right. I think that every slinging celebrity has been jumping on the Haiti relief deal to get themselves over. And we have so many problems here abroad that until we, you know,
you mean in this country.
Yeah, we have
some. Very broad. Leave him alone.
Yeah, come on now. You know,
take
half
it
the
easy,
fun,
Robin.
Half the fun, Robin, is people do shots according to how many times I mess up the English language now. So come on now. It's like the quarter game.
In other words, she is Haitian. She heard this, and
no.
How did she even get a hold of you to punch you in the head?
She's not Haitian. She's not. She's just a black girl.
Oh.
And so, you know, maybe she's got friends that are Haitian, but she's an African American lady, I think originally from Los Angeles, and she's a wrestler for the deal. And I meet her earlier that day, and nothing was said. I met her with Hogan. We had some pleasantries, and then I leave. So then I'm at this one sound stage, and I'm taping something, and I'm walking out of the building, and out of nowhere, she comes, and she sucker punches me in the mouth.
An unprovoked attack.
How old are you now?
43.
You're the only guy I know at this point that's still getting sucker punched and spit on.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. I put myself out there, man. I'm a mover and a shaker.
You are.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe this is a pre-taped segment that they didn't tell me about.
So there's a hidden camera somewhere.
Yeah, so I'm thinking,
oh, my God.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, one or two things. Either it's a pre-taped segment that I'm part of that I don't know about, or it's a pre-taped segment that she's part of, and she picked the wrong dude to hit.
So. Right. You're, it's a mistaken identity.
Right. You know, because, I mean, in the soundstage area all day, they got they got all these little vignettes going on. People are, you know, all fighting around because they shoestring that in through the show, right?
She must be a fan of yours if she heard you make the Haiti statement.
Well, no, what I think is that somebody showed her my Twitter, and that she So anyway, so the first hit, she hits me in the mouth and the left cheek. And
well, you also got to keep in mind, as she was hitting you, she was screaming Haiti.
She was saying, "This is for Haiti," and I didn't
know. Oh, wow.
And I was like, "I'm like, what?" And then she rears up and she hits me again.
Oh.
And she goes, "Hate," like Braveheart, like Braveheart, like Haiti. and I'm like, okay. Now after the second one, I realize this bitch is mad at me for some reason.
And then hurt. I mean, she looks like a powerful woman.
She didn't drop me. I mean, she stunned me a little bit. I was
oh,
able to.
Oh, come on.
She didn't drop me, Robin.
I heard you got dropped.
Now, listen, man, you guys, I'm all about burying myself and telling you the truth, and I didn't get dropped, bitch. I'm telling you that. So,
wow.
So I finally realized that, you know, this bitch is trying to hurt me here.
Right.
And so I take my left arm out, and I kind of grab her by the neck just to keep her off me.
Sure.
And I got my right hand ready to go, but I'm thinking, really, you know, I'm not a real quick thinker, but I'm thinking, man, I got a radio career going on here.
Right.
And if I blast this bitch, which I'm getting.
Oh, you're done.
I said, you know, no matter how you spin it, I'm the bad guy. I mean, right. You know, I mean, please, I am the bad guy already.
Even though she's probably like 50 pounds heavier
right,
than you.
Right, she outweighs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Her and I are probably, I'm like 295. She's probably there. She's 2 inches shorter than me.
Can I tell you something? According to Wikipedia, Amazon Kong weighs 275 pounds.
Yeah. So you're in the same weight range.
Yeah, I'm a little bit taller, but, you know,
I wonder who wipes her.
When, you know, you guys can, and the bottom line, Howard, is you can verify that I probably, you know, have lost a little bit of weight. I saw you for the party there.
You look very good.
Better. I'm looking better. So anyway, at that point then, I just put kind of like do the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope deal, and I put both of my hands kind of by the side of my head, and she starts kind of flailing away around me, and I was like, somebody get her. I'm not hitting her back. I'm not hitting her back. I'm not hitting her back.
And why isn't Hogan helping you during
this? Hogan was doing something else. I mean, this place is in shambles, my friend. He's out, you know, he's trying to put out fires, and he's not worried about me. I should be able to walk throughout the lot and not get accosted by a 300-pound African-American woman, I would think.
Right.
So, that's what happened. They sent her home, and she's been pulled off the European tour. And,
and you are fired from
No, I'm not fired. They want me. They want me bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, they want me part of the mix. I mean, I've gotten them more press than they've ever gotten on any wrestling match, and I haven't even hit the ring yet.
I know.
So, I mean, you know.
And while I got you on the phone, a couple other things. Did you request the DNA test of Amazon Kong to make sure she's a woman?
No, I didn't.
All right, okay.
She's a big, big woman, and she's very intimidating looking.
She really looked tough. I was worried about you. Now, and what about your wife, Heather? Are you going to be tweeting any more nude pictures of her?
Well, I can send you private ones if you like.
I like that.
It doesn't. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful to Beth, though.
No. Beth enjoys them as well. We look at them together, and I was quite surprised recently when Brent debuted his wife's complete bare breast. On his Twitter.
It's nice to know. I wish I knew what Howard's screen name was. So he's following us, fellas. I would like to market that a little bit.
I don't even know how to follow anyone on Twitter. But
people do, and then they get right.
They send it to me.
Now, if Beth, you know, Beth got my email, if she would shoot me it's an okay kind of deal, I'd have a whole bunch of them for
I can speak for her. It's okay.
Well, listen, out of respect, I mean, okay. Howard's
the booker, man.
Well, Howard's the boss, and he's my boss. I mean, and if he mandated as a boss, I guess I could throw some down your way.
That's right. This is part of your job.
Okay.
So who else does he share these pictures with?
I got a special amount of loyalty towards Howard. You know, we would not have him be here today if it wasn't for Howard. So a couple nude pictures of my wife is not a big deal.
How's the marriage going?
Oh, we celebrated our third year anniversary a couple weeks ago. It's going wonderful.
And the sex is there?
as much as I want it.
Wow.
Which is less than she wants it.
And you're able to perform?
Yeah, I'm jacked up on the gimmicks.
Yeah. Bubba's got more gimmicks.
He's got the Rattler.
Than any guy I know.
I had the Rattler at my wedding. Remember, I went over and showed you my Rattler.
Yeah, he brought out the Rattler at the wedding, during the ceremony.
I'm excited for you to see your present, to be honest with you.
I can't wait. Hey, how often do you want it from your wife?
Probably once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week.
Yeah, something. She doesn't understand, you know, the morning man's. You know, she doesn't realize that at 8:30, I don't want to have sex. I'm done.
The woman has some body. Good Lord. I mean, it's hard to imagine being in a position where you wouldn't want to have sex with her.
Were you turning down sex?
Yeah, like four or five times. But Bob has been with her many years now.
Yeah, like 6 years. I've been with a lot of women as well, my friend. I mean, you know, come on now. Look at me.
Yeah, now he's on a morning schedule, so I understand it. But it is hard for the average guy to understand how you wouldn't be just giving it to her all the time.
How's everything going for you guys up there?
Everything's good. Everything's fine. I mean, you know, except for the Artie situation.
Yeah, I feel for that, man. That's horrible.
Hmm? Yeah. Is your son getting any checks yet, or is he still too young?
No, he's seven. He's seven.
He's not getting any.
No, he's at that point where he really does not like girls at all, and he lifts weights and stuff.
You're
like
hoping
that
passes.
Now my stepdaughter Julia, she's a year older and she's a little fast, to be honest. I'm a little worried about her. Yeah.
If I had a son, I wouldn't allow him to go through that phase where he didn't want girls.
You'd make him like girls.
I'd absolutely make him like girls. All right, so now I have the complete update.
She really, really blasted me. And the reason why you know it's real is because there's no video of it. You know, wrestling, you know, always wants to document everything, every storyline.
Right.
And if whether it's written or not, it's always videotaped. And, you know, things that are real, usually, you know, you don't capture it on tape. I've asked Universal Studios to give me if they had any. Sometimes they have surveillance. I think they have surveillance in there. So we're trying to find their surveillance video of her blasting.
I'd love to see that. I thought
by
it was
the way,
a part
you
of the
said shtick. She's sidelined. Is her job in jeopardy?
Yeah, I do think it is. Now I went
do
on.
You want her to get her job back, or do you want to see her out of wrestling?
No, I don't want to see her out of wrestling. I don't want me or her, what she did to me, to be the reason why she doesn't wrestle anymore. I don't want to cost anybody their job. I've learned a lot from you, Howard. You know.
But wait a second. If I got punched in the... If this is for real, I mean, if it's not part of the wrestling world, and some woman, you know, cold-cocked you right backstage...
Yeah, I don't believe if somebody attacks you,
here's the deal,
man. Then
I'd be angry enough to get... I'd be angry enough to get rid
of
this.
I'm really not trying to be a dick here, okay, when I say this, Howard. But I feel like them, much like you do with, like, you know, ONA or somebody. You don't say publicly you want them fired, but deep down you hate them.
No, I'm being honest.
So deep down, I hate this bitch, and I wouldn't lose a night's sleep if she got fired. But
right.
I don't want to publicly say that.
But that's how I feel. I don't want to.
See, I learned from you. I'm very brash, and I don't take direction well. But I've learned how to play that game at least.
No, but with me, I've had people come to me, sit me down, and say, "Do you want them fired?" And then I go, "No, I honestly do not."
But that's when you tell Gary to come in on the backside and say he really does.
No, I honestly don't. I swear to you, Bubba, I do not want to be responsible for having a radio guy lose his job.
Well, neither do I in radio, but a big bitch that's going to hit me is not cool.
No, I agree with you. I think she should be fired.
Well, there you go. For anybody that's listening right now that's a part of TNA management, the Howard Stern, king of all media, he wants her fired.
Come on. If she really punched you in the face while you were working and you weren't even, like, paying attention...
And it was a... sneak attack.
Right. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard did she hit you? 10 being the hardest.
Oh, she hit me like a 6.
A 6.
But I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. That first hit that she hit, because I was not, you know, I didn't know, I wasn't anticipating it, it almost dropped me. I mean, because she brought every bit of her mass onto, you know, in her lunch lady arms right into my cheek.
She could have broken your jaw.
Well, you know what would have been worse? And here's what I told Hogan, because they've been talking to her. And I was like,
tell me what's worse than getting beat up by a girl.
Well,
nothing.
Here's what's worse. I've taken Tyler and Julia, my kids, backstage a lot. And what if she was going to beat me up regardless of who was around? What if my kids saw that?
That's the worst one. You know how it traumatized my children every time I got beat up by a woman? like horribly.
Or like, you know,
they're still traumatized.
Or like when you came out as butt man. I mean, that was probably traumatic too, as well.
That wrecked them.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. All right, listen. Listen to me. First of all, it's weird talking on regular radio and not being able to hear.
I know.
See, you can
do it.
But
we're doing okay.
Howard, which just comes to my next thing, okay? And I know
By
I
the
should...
way, what's your take on Leno and Conan?
I think that the Zucker guy's an idiot, and I think that Leno is he rips your stuff off. I think he's a hack. I think that they need to get rid of both of them and put somebody else in there.
Get rid of them all.
Well, I mean, they're all a bunch of bitches. But here's the bottom line. I mean, which just goes to show you, and I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I got a little bit of immunity since I'm with you here right now.
Yes.
And that is, you know, just goes to show you, Howard, you could do regular radio and you could make the return, and it would be, you would make more money than you ever thought about it.
I actually I actually have an offer. Not an offer.
Well, I would say
a bona fide offer, but people have been making.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't care how many offers you think you have. You haven't even been able to scratch the surface as to who would want you if you would decide to do whatever you want, including being clean. You can do it.
I didn't think Bubba was going to be able to go back to terrestrial radio and do a good show because once you come on here, it actually is very difficult to go back.
And it's not that hard, Howard.
But you did a great job, and Bubba's shows never sounded better.
But
so.
It's not that hard, guys. It really isn't. It's not. You got to take about 10 words out of your deal. That's it.
I don't know. They were editing even the. They were even editing
content was a
problem. Yeah, they were editing even just themes. Like if I talked about.
Yeah, us too. But you know, I'm just glad to have a job, man. I'm like a Haitian now that didn't get pummeled. I'm just glad to be around. I really am. I'm just glad not to have the walls come crumbling down on us right now.
I wonder what the birthday gift to me is. It's got to be naked pictures.
No, it's not. Listen, I get those for you. Those aren't gifted. I'll get that for you. If you give me the okay via Beth.
I'm telling you Beth says it's okay.
Fine, I'll shoot some tonight then.
Should all of us send pictures of our significant others?
Spice Boy's old lady. Have you seen her?
Well, yeah, Spice Boy came down to our Christmas party that I threw, and it was great having the guys here. And Spice Boy, the second I'm there, I was like, he whips out like a penthouse pet quality picture.
Really?
I mean,
of his girlfriend?
A professional nude photograph of his girlfriend.
Wow.
I mean, a knockout, a 10.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and
I'll send you some nudes of her.
I'm glad, Spice.
Manson, you in on this?
Well, Spice, you know what? You can screw off, though, because, you know, I've asked for these pictures of her, and I'm not good enough, but Howard gets them in me.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen these.
And I'm your direct supervisor, Spice.
Well.
Go ahead and be a dick. I'll see you on
the Bob, I want to ask you a question, because you've alluded to this. If I wasn't a married man, and I said to you, I need to sleep with Heather, would you allow it?
If you promised me a job for life, yes.
Really?
Yes.
You would. In other words,
and you give me a little bit more money, because I'm kind of getting screwed on the money deal, but absolutely.
All right. I'm sure the money could be gotten,
that
if
would
that
be
was
worth
happening.
It.
Quite the indecent proposal.
I mean, you could just go to whoever's in charge.
A modern-day indecent proposal when Robert Redford got to meet me.
And my wife would be cool with it. She'd be like, you know, I'm taking one for the team here. I'm making sure.
What an understanding woman.
I'm making sure that we're going to be able to pay for our new house. You know what, and Howard? And she always has thought that you're cute.
And I wonder if Bubba's wife is as good in bed as I think she is.
Let me tell you something right now, man, and I promise you, my wife is such a freak in bed that it sometimes scares me.
And when you say freak, I know you're on terrestrial, but what do you mean freak?
Well, like, we'll make love, and then I'm done, and she goes over there with various situations and keeps going on and on and on to the point where I got to say, honey, I have to get up in a little bit.
Well, she's got to get satisfied.
Do you think she's just not satisfied?
That's
what I'm thinking. I mean, look, if the woman continues after you're done, that means she's not satisfied.
I mean, I'm not even bragging, but when we're done, like, when I'm done, Beth's done.
Listen to me. Well, because my wife can have 27 orgasms.
Yeah, but the goal is to end things,
Listen to me, guys.
In other words, she just likes to keep partying on.
Yeah, she just likes to party. She doesn't like to have one or two parties. She likes to have 12 parties.
Uh-huh.
Will she ever work it so that, like, in other words, you're done, and then she gets you totally going again?
On the weekends we may do something like that, but certainly not on a Thursday night, you know.
And when you say freaky, like, does she do anything?
Oh, the talk, the outfits, the role playing. I mean, like, she'll come one time walking in as a meter maid, or she'll come walking in as Dorothy Hamill. Dorothy from Wizard.
Dorothy Hamill.
She skates across the carpet.
Ice skates into Bubba's bedroom.
She actually came in about 2 weeks ago.
I'm Dorothy Hamill.
Our little Bianca dog's a Yorkshire Terrier, which is the same thing as Toto. She came in a couple weeks ago with Bianca in a basket and red ruby slippers on.
The poor dog had to witness this act?
And I said, honey, come on, seriously.
Oh, that's so hot.
And she gets into
panties when she's dressed as Dorothy, or panties?
Just a little blue skirt, no panties. And then she'll get into these story times where she was at the mall, and these guys were flirting with her, and I was like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, she starts to tell you that guys flirt with her, and they come on to her.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably saying way too much at this juncture.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. You see, I love dirty talk.
Yeah, my wife's a whore in the bed.
Oh my God!
She's dropping the kids off at school for Carline right now. Everybody's listening. Spice, I keep forgetting that I'm on regular radio here in Tampa as well.
That's so be it.
And doesn't she teach Sunday school too?
No, we kind of abandoned that.
That's over.
Well, you know, after the wedding kind of deal, the preacher was his loins were so crazy. You know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I never was at a wedding where the preacher was getting turned on.
See, now, you know, the thing about it is you guys thought we'd have some stupid-ass hillbilly wedding. I thought we surprised you guys from Manhattan.
I loved it.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, well, you make it seem like people from Manhattan feel they're so sophisticated. I don't feel them any less hillbilly than you.
No, listen to me. Have you ever tried to deal with the Manhattan types in negotiation and how they treat us? You can't comment on that. Because
but you're not such a hillbilly. I mean, I've hung out with you.
Bubba's saying they treat him like
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, the management up there have this Manhattan bubble type mentality. That's why they gave Mad Dog Russo $3 million and me $500,000 because I'm not from Manhattan. Come on now, work with me.
I mean, you got something there.
I mean, you know, the bottom line is the whole entire world revolves around Manhattan, and if you're anybody outside of there, man, you ain't nothing. Period.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
There's no good radio. There's nothing good that happens outside of Manhattan, and you know, hopefully that
most of the best radio I've ever heard happens outside of Manhattan. Yeah. Quite frankly, I always thought it was pretty mediocre in Manhattan.
I got to think that you and a few others are really the only thing that's ever come out of good Manhattan radio-wise.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like when Imus was a big superstar here in Manhattan, I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's the best. That's the top market in the world, and that's the best radio you can produce. I mean, there are guys in Detroit who are 50 times better than
I am. Scott Shannon, you know, he was at, Z100 was out of Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And it's not that good.
And, I mean, you know, you were out of Manhattan. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of, but then you would dispel that rumor because you would take your Manhattan-based show and then go mop up, you know, DiBella in Philadelphia, Kevin and Bean and Mark and Brian in L.A. So at the end of the day, maybe Manhattan, with regards to what we do, is the end-all. Maybe I'd have moved to Manhattan, but my act wouldn't work up there.
Hey, I don't know about that. Hey, Bubba, there's a guy on my phone saying you're lying about your wife again. What does
what
that mean?
Running?
Should I pick him up?
Well, I'd like to know what he's including to.
As long as he doesn't cuss.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't cuss.
All right, well, if he does, I'll hit my button.
And I'll hit mine, too.
All right, hold on. Hey, Chuck, curse.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, why are you saying Bubba's lying about his wife?
Let me tell you, a Yorkshire Terrier is not Toto.
It's
a Cairn Terrier. Come on.
Come
that's
on.
The live
all
is
right.
That's the lie. That's all what right. all stems from that.
Okay.
All right.
So you say the whole Okay.
I'll show you pictures, Howard, please.
I still can't get the thought of Dorothy Hamill out of my head.
Yeah. I just
have
love
you seen her lately?
That's I love that she dresses up and talks dirty, and I think dirty talk is the sexiest thing.
We'll be getting crazy, and all of a sudden I'll be like, you know, kind of stagmented, and then she'll do dirty talk Willie, and I'm out of there.
Stagmented?
Yeah.
And the dirty talk Willie is essentially her getting hit on by guys.
Don't pigeonhole me into that, Howard. No, come on.
I mean, I like that.
I mean, that's one of them, but we got like 9 or 10 others. I know that you got the pool boy gimmick going on. I know that, the towel boy deal.
Yeah, that's where I get thrown in jail for having, I basically have sex with, I only had this once with Beth, but I still remember it, where I was...
a towel boy.
No, I was massage boy.
Right, massage boy.
She hired me for a massage in a hotel. I come in the room, I say, ma'am, you're very beautiful, and she asked me for sex, and I gave it to her. I said, please, if you tell the authorities, I'll go to jail. And then at the end of this, she told the authorities I ain't going to prison.
But does, at that point, does Gary come in and arrest you, or what happened?
The whole scene, but I mean, I would like that on a regular basis.
Now, you know, I will tell you this, though. I would run if a guy like you or me walked in to give somebody a massage.
What's going on with Brent? Is he still banned from your studio, or is he...
Well, he comes in on occasion. We got him in a Gary-like role.
Right.
Brent, say hi to Howard.
I don't understand that. Hey, Brent, how you doing?
Okay, how's it going?
I like when you have more of a vocal presence on the show.
Well, it's Bubba's show.
Howard, I don't know what this means, but Brent calls me Stalin. What does that mean?
So is Spice Boy now your co-host, or is Brent been pushed a little back to the side?
No, nothing's changed with regards to pecking order. Brent's still second in charge, and he's just preparing the show a little bit differently.
And then Spice Boy is more of an on-air presence.
Yeah, Spice, but he preps the show as well. We don't have the budget you do, so people have to do a lot of different things.
I'm multitasking.
And Manson and Ned are in the studio as well. And,
all right, I just want to know what's going on over there.
Yeah, I wish I could bust Howard's balls like he busts mine, you know? But I can't. I just don't feel comfortable yet. I wish I'd give you your present. That really sucks. It should have been there yesterday or today.
Well, it's probably at his house.
Brent, is it at Sirius or is it at the house, Brent?
It's going to his house.
Oh, okay. It's at your house then, Howard. Which house? The Hamptons house or the Park Avenue?
No, it's going to Manhattan.
Park Avenue.
Park Avenue Willie. You got to put the Willie on there. Do you miss Artie not being in there?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we love Artie. And,
I do too.
And I'm totally I'm totally freaked out by what's going
on. I've caught a lot of crap because, you know, people ask me, you know, why don't you tell us what's happening? Why don't you make your comments? Why don't you play the 911 call? And I'm like, because he's my friend. You know what? I can make fun of people that aren't my friends, but it's my show, and I'm not going to do that, period.
There's a 911 call on Artie?
No, there's not. But everybody's like saying, where is it at? You played the Brittany Murphy 911 call, so you must have the... Yeah, I got the Artie one right in my back pocket, okay? And let me get it right out here for you.
I'll tell you what. I didn't play the Brittany Murphy 911 call because hearing her mother...
I did.
It made me too sad, man. It bummed me out.
I played it while I was sad, and I laughed a little bit as well. But it's money. You got to, man, Howard. Don't be a pussy.
It's not a pussy. Maybe it is. I don't know. I
didn't get that one.
Listen. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your radio show.
But listening to that mother like crying out for help. What was funny about that?
It's not funny. It's just it's something that people need to hear.
It's interesting.
It's like when you would drive by a wreck. You hope that nobody's dead, but it's a bad wreck.
Right. In other words, it's human drama.
You still watched it.
Let me ask you something. Why should 911 calls be public?
I didn't make the rules, but since they are public, let's get it crazy on them.
No, but I'm saying, what law is that? Wouldn't you want to make 911 private so people feel that it's safe to call there?
Brent, you know, this is a smart question. Talk to Howard right now.
Brent, if I'm having a heart attack and Beth goes, wait a second, I better not call 911 because they'll play it on the radio.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You make a strong point, but also it's there to protect the innocent. We had a guy here in Tampa that was charged with a crime, and the 911 call kind of exonerates the guy.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a case where you make it public. But I don't know. Do you think Brittany Murphy's mom should be public? I don't know. Like, isn't that
a
private moment?
When people are, they're not thinking about what they're doing. They're
right.
just trying to get
Man,
help.
How about that? Howard actually took a soft stance compared to us on something. Man, we really are barbaric, are we not?
No, you're way more barbarian than I am.
God, I can't believe that. And then you hung us out to dry and you accentuated it. That's good work right
I'm like
there.
Dr. Phillips.
By the way, I still don't understand his take on Haiti.
I don't either.
Here's my take on Haiti, okay?
All right.
I got in trouble for it, but, you know, and I'm sorry for the loss of humanity. I don't want anybody to die. And I'm sorry for that, and that's very tragic. But I think that, you know, we need to stop worrying about going down there and sending zillions of dollars and a bunch of resources in the military when we got our country that are in shambles, 10% unemployment. We didn't knee-jerk this quickly and to help the fine people of Katrina. No other country comes to our aid. Why do we got to be
we're the wealthiest country.
First of all, people did come to our aid.
Yeah, but also, here's the way you got to look at it, even from self-preservation. You don't want things to get so chaotic down there that they start to recruit terrorists, and they start to get people who hate America so much. Did you hear when the NYPD went down and saved two of these kids, they were chanting,
they were
America, America,
USA, USA, USA.
You know, it's goodwill and all that. We need some of that.
But even forget the goodwill. If you see someone hurt, you reach out and help.
See, I agree with you.
What was that? Somebody raspberry.
See, I agree with that. My issue would be, okay, once we're down there and once we're in there, when are we going to leave?
Oh, here we go. We're not occupying them.
Well,
the U.S. military is on the ground there.
We love to occupy places.
But you know that Haiti is a prison camp, basically. There's not a person who lives in Haiti who doesn't want to get out of there. They can't.
They come in tires.
So it's a prison. It's basically a prison cell.
You guys are setting me up to fail. I ain't saying nothing.
No, it's a prison cell. So you got these people trapped there. Now this earthquake
now
happens.
Everything is falling down. They can't get water. They can't get food.
And why is it falling down? Because their government has no infrastructure or building codes because they don't care. So now we're going to go down there and build and do what their government should have done, right?
Well, yeah, because they're incompetent.
I don't know what you're going to do. We're just going to give them aid.
Oh, Robin, you're too nice, Robin.
Robin, you're not going to roast a Haitian in the parking lot.
They're going to put him in front of that fan.
Howard.
Oh, yeah, the fan. You can't do the fan anymore.
We can. We can
you
do
can?
The on Fridays. We can.
Yeah. Oh, on Friday. Friday's a whole different story.
I mean, we got all kinds of things going on Friday. I mean, I often think that Howard looks at us as his toy. Like, he can play with us a little bit.
No, I actually think that I tuned into you and you were making a good point. You said, and I thought about this, that liberals will, and Bubba, by the way, is not a conservative, I would say.
No.
He was an Obama guy and all this stuff. I think what Bubba said has some merit in it. He's saying, if you really think about all the taxes we pay, that a lot of times the liberal point of view is they guilt you into feeling, oh, man, you haven't given enough. Even though you paid all these taxes.
I resent that because you don't have to give a thing. It's not mandatory.
But you know the tax brackets that, you know, the more wealthy
comes
people,
right out of your paycheck.
Yeah, it comes right out of your paycheck.
That's maybe right. Maybe we should get a Haitian and shoot paintballs at him, and for every paintball that hits him, we'll give $10 to the earthquake
to the Haitian fund. But I was saying,
you boys are thinking all the time.
There you go. They're raising money.
I was saying that the social services here in our country is what's bringing us down, because these white trash and black trash people have these mentalities where, first of all, in order to get the social services going, you have to have kids. So what does white trash and black trash do?
Well, they get a lot of kids.
They get on unemployment and they have kids, and then that sucks into the social services. So
yeah, I heard this yesterday. I thought this was right on.
So I don't have a problem with it.
And there's too many damn kids, and nobody knows how to take care of them.
Yeah, so then they have kids they don't take care of, and we have more problems.
Just as much as you should have a license to have to drive your vehicle, you should have to have a license to be a parent based on what your income is.
Bubba, I'd be careful with that, because I don't know if you could get a license.
Oh, well, fine. And then the other thing is this. The other thing is for, you know, what do black trash and white trash covet more? Beer and cigarettes. So we will give you a case of beer, a carton of cigarettes, and $5,000 if you're over a certain age, and we can sterilize you. That stops the problem.
No, I think that's a good solution. I have to go along with that.
And, you know, because of this black trash and white trash and Hispanic trash and Asian trash, if you stop reproducing, then you're going to stop sucking the social services down to zero, and we can start to
kids and too many people who can't afford them, and they can't even raise them. And
right, but you know, natural selection. You don't want to.
It's not natural selection.
It's not. There's a lot of people that, you know, can qualify to have a kid. It's not based on it's not based on who I like. It's based on if you can qualify based on my test.
And Robin, technology has neutralized natural selection.
Yeah, Robin. And not only that, man, what's going to happen when we bring in, now I'm not saying these are bad people, because they're probably wonderful people. We're all God's people, are we not? Yes. So anyway, at the end of the day.
Not me.
Anyway,
well, yeah,
what happens, like they're getting ready to bring 8,000 Haitians into the Orlando area. What happens then?
Same thing that always happens.
What, Robin?
It'll be a mess for a while, and then it'll be okay.
So what happens?
You'll deal with it.
You know, inevitably.
Well, you'll straighten it out.
And I'll straighten it out. It's not your. We're still 1,800 miles away from y'all, so don't worry about it.
Hey, by the way, Bubba, I just want you guys to know that I guess you've heard that I have $100,000 for the Tiger Woods Misfits Beauty Pageant.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, $100,000 prize from Ashley Madison.
We're going to have a pageant.
We're having a pageant. All the Tiger Woods women, and we've got a couple already lined up.
So you should call our show every once in a while and do little promo clips, because we might be able to touch some people that, you know, that like in Orlando and what have not, which is where Tiger lives, that maybe some more mistresses would come up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Just promise me one thing, Howard. Whatever you do at the end of this year, that you consider bringing us with you.
Oh, that's done.
Because, you know, we want to keep riding this coattail.
We love
being associated.
Yeah, we like the whole thing.
I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, if you go do regular radio, then let us be the afternoon guys like we used to.
I hear you. No problem.
And CBS or Cox or Beasley or Clear Channel or whoever you work for, they certainly can't say that we cannot do regular radio, because we can.
I can't imagine the day where I would ever work for Clear Channel.
Yeah.
That's pretty sure.
Yeah, I was in court for 9 hours last Thursday with regards to them.
So there you go.
I got two. Yeah.
By the way, I saw pictures from Haiti, just to bring this up one last time. There's this big doll of Bubba getting pins put in it right now. I saw it on TV.
Bubba's hung in effigy.
It's a big Bubba doll.
If I got an African-American woman from Los Angeles that's so adamant to hit me in the mouth, can you imagine if I actually would step foot to Haiti? I'd be killed.
You should have your wife dress up as a Haitian one night for you.
Oh, there you go.
See, that works.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been
with a black woman. The first black woman I thought I ever was going to have any contact with is when I beat Robin in racing, but she backed out.
Yep, never had that happen.
Because she knew that I was.
Well, I knew you were anti-Haiti.
You know I'd want to whip your ass, and I was going to get to see your jugs. Say it.
All right, Bubba.
All right. Thank you so much, Howard. And when you get your gift, just let me know that you got it, okay?
No, of course. I would send you a thank you note.
And I'll have a couple of spreadshots for Heather later on your email.
Please. And Brent, your wife, too.
Oh, no problem.
Spice, you can just send me some of you.
And Spice.
Hey, all right.
Hey, Robin, you're single, right?
Yeah.
Would you have relations with Spice if he was...
Spice looked so good at the Christmas party.
He kind of has that...
Really?
My wife said to me, who's that guy? I go, that's Spice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
We were all talking about Spice, boy.
I said, not to me, he isn't.
Hey, Brent,
I don't think he's handsome.
Brent, I agree.
Brent, nobody asked about you and I, meanwhile.
Oh, Brent's more my type.
See, there you go. There's a real man.
Yeah, see, I don't fit in nowhere. Maybe Artie would like me. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Robin's got you had like an aura around you. You got a glow. I don't know what it is, but you have a glow around.
She's got chugs.
It's you.
Oh, you two.
Bring it out of me.
Spice, let me ask you a question, man. Would Tasha give you a pass to have relations with Robin?
I'll have to ask.
She's real jealous. See,
I would love to.
My wife would let me.
Spice thinks he could handle Robin.
Oh, man, I'd break Robin out like a shotgun. I would. Big jug.
He's much more confident than I am.
Mike, you got away with the ladies, man. He's got the look.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable because every woman there was responding to this guy. And then he whips out the picture of his girlfriend who's like, you know, like was she in Penthouse or something?
Playboy.
What a loser. You have like a little, airbrushed thing of your girl. I mean, that's
kind of weird. Like, Spice and I don't even see each other ever.
Right.
Within 5 seconds, he whips out the picture to show me what he's tagging.
I can't wait to get off this phone call so I can start busting
some
balls.
I'm very proud.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba, later.
I'll talk to you later, man. I'll send you some emails.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. So what's this, Spice? So like within the first few seconds of meeting Howard, you flip out your woman's spread?
Well, the truth is...
Manson, you want to help me out on this?
That's a bit odd.
As crazy as you think I am and as much heat as I have to take,
Well, the fact of the matter is it was you, me, and Howard all talking. And
I certainly didn't whip out any photos.
No, but you said something. You said something to the effect of, "Oh, Spice, you got any pictures of Tasha? Show Howard Tasha."
Oh,
so I punched up on my phone.
I love how you try to put me into this deal.
But that's exactly what happened.
I don't think it went that way. Nobody's going to believe me, though. You're the best looking. You're the hottest. All the bitches want you. You date a Playboy girl. You got a picture of her on deck all times. You know how it roll, kid. No big deal.